Aha, I'm a little early.
Still bringing the ruckus on you motherfuckers.
Hey, yo. This is an impromptu something that I'm just gonna drop here live. Yeah, you read the title. You know, and that's why I'm here. My man's passed the $40. Enough respect to him. You know, thank you for that wrench, by the way. And you may be catching the playback. We now, this I would have said in the panel, but that panel's got too many heads on one blunt. It's too convoluted. There is one point going this way, one point going that way, and all of this other extra shit. And I'm going to start by saying I apologize to you, brother, when we was on the Four-Letter Friday. And I got to, you know, and you got to saying some things about the Manosphere and what have you. Black Manosphere, and I just interrupted and just slashed in and said, fuck the Black Manosphere. I apologize for interrupting you, you know, because you were probably going to say what you're saying today. And that does make sense. You know, there are boomers in this game, and they don't just fuck it up for black men. They fuck it up for all men in this space. Real shit. Look. Yeah, I do this shit for the Manosphere as a whole. But on the whole, I don't give a fuck about it. Look, I've often said, fuck the Manosphere. As it is. You know? Because it's been infiltrated by, you know, your PUA types. You play on types, you fucking KS types, and all of that shit. And it's been, you know, co-opted by, you know, dating coaches and dating roaches and fucking chameleon bitches and all of that shit. I'm not a part of that shit, bro. When I said I was going to be a man going my own way, that's exactly what the hell I meant. That guy in the mirror, that's the base nature I gotta control. I mean, let alone herding up a bunch of black men. It's like herding cats, by the way. And trying to get them on one message, on one goal. Some are still stuck in the pro-black box. Some are still, you know, some are conservative. Okay, I get that. But there are some black trad cucks. Let's just keep that fucking 100. And they're there, all right? So, really, I don't get down with all of that shit. You know? And that's why, for the most part, my channel's been doing great. Sucker free, you know, of people of all parts of the world, worldwide, that do kick it and, you know, tune in with soap and, you know, I'll say a thing or two and, you know, hell, even, as a matter of fact, hold up, I got comments. I'll even put one up here now. If you want to come talk to me, it don't fucking matter, you know. But really, though, this video was only made to, you know, let you know, man, that I apologize for interrupting you because, you know, you had something to say. And sure as anything, it came out in the panel that you held. Though, bruh, I don't think they were trying to hear you, man. Look, if they dropped you off, me off, Hidden off, you know, Billy the Goat, Tico, True Sherm, you know, well, with the exception of maybe Tico, and the exception of maybe Billy, they'll all know that we are from the American continent. You know, if they were to hear us talk, they'll know by what we're saying. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, you're gonna know you're American more than anything. You know, these gynocentric fakes and gynocrats and all of these other fucks, you know, miss me with that. Brothers, what I would love for you to do This is for you, black man. To hell with the black manosphere. Now, I'm not against these brothers that are in it, that are, you know, espousing SYSBM talking points. I get it. And more talking points, I get it. But somewhere in there, you brothers are going to have to learn to drop that black box and understand that human nature is universal. Female nature, universal. Male nature, oh yeah, universal. You know, so all of that crap that's like, that's centered on, you know, just brotherhood, but blacks only, that ain't right. That's no different than these white nationalists getting on that that KKK Nazi shit. You know? That's no different. Look, freedom of speech does not exist here. This channel is going to be a networking tool to connect with all of you before we boldly go on to that underground railroad that we all know is the alt-text. I'm also broadcasting there. And look, people often ask me too, why is the black community dead? So, well, I've said it time and immemorial. I mean, the women double down on the wokeism. They're doubling down on the misandry of black men, of all men, let's keep it real. But on the black hand side, it's like this. You know, they got pro-blacks, pro-whacks, as my man LOM calls them. They're the lapdogs. Excuse me. They're the lapdogs. It's been over. What's up, New? And if you go ahead and you keep up, man, ain't no dunnies, ain't no homies, ain't no motherfucking partners. Fuck them other niggas. Ride for your star player that you stare at in the mirror every day. I mean, it's up to you to give your life meaning. Now, if what some of us, you know, what some of us do out here as we live and breathe, once this YouTube shit is off and we go on to our jobs and we interact with the gynocracy head on, that is where you start to apply your knowledge. All that shit that we talk about in these here panels and meetups and lives and shows and all of that shit, and we be bigging up our favorite content creators and all of that, you know, that is bullshit until you turn that shit off. And now note, don't start throwing too many red pills down the wrong motherfuckers' throats, because you'll fuck around and get canceled. Yes, you gotta move in some sort of a silence. I mean, this knowledge should have been kept as secret as a Fight Club. Now it's on Project Mayhem level. Like, what the fuck? And that's why I'm MGTOW Fabulous, baby. No regrets, money stacked, prep's about to be on point. I'm an individualist. You might be an individualist, and that's great. But while some of y'all cats be trying to save a community of turncoats, men like us, we're the real independents. I mean, weeks ago I said F the black community. Same principle. Well, almost. You know, the black man was the bedrock of it, but look what happened. It got turned into an annoying Karen with dark skin and scented candles in the background. Does that make sense? Dump that fucking community on the side of the road. That community's a hoe. She don't want to be saved, bro. And that's where some of my more and SYSBM men fuck up at times. But that's okay. I love you anyway. This is America. Put away your pride. Do you? Because they don't give a shit about you. You're an American at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, damn right, New. I mean, shit. MGTOW's where it's at, my man. That's where we at, you know? Oh, and you over here, Seafood. What's happening, bro? I see you out here. Now, look, when you get into these panels, man, like the Four Letter Friday, and you know, these folks are, you know, you got my man's True Sherm, Money AD, Hidden, and all of them. And they go to talking about their things. Look, it's okay to have a waifu. And it's not just a doll. It's really a system, okay? It's a system of things. And if this is where you choose, if this is the path that you choose, go down that path. No need to brag about it. No need to, you know, puff up your chest about it. It's okay to say that you're proud of it, man, but we get it at this point. We get it. Come on, man. I'm a grown-ass man. I'm 40. Come on, bro. All right? And I thought I'd just bring that out to you. But I'll apologize if I cut you off in that panel, brother. For real. The Manosphere is dead. And that's simple. You know who co-opted this shit. You know, do you. And that phrase means more than it ever did. You know? Look. Think about it. Shit. I mean, the American culture itself is dead. We're looking at an empire that's in its last death grasp. Look what's happening over there overseas. You know? And and what's his name? Sleepy Joe. You know, here he goes with this, you know, trying to convert the petrochemical dollar into the crypto dollar, into the Fed coin. And we seen this shit coming in plain view, bruh. You know? But the American culture, of course, is dead. Especially Hollywood. It's a parasite feeding off a recycled culture. And nothing more. More like an animal eating its own throw up, like a vulture or you know, some dogs. But every other week, you know, out there remakes, reboots, or regurgitates some type of a fucking franchise. Goodness, man. But, you know, I got respect for black conservatives, too, on another subject. I'm jumping all over the fucking place, guys. You're going to have to excuse me. But if you're a black conservative, that's cool. You know what I mean? I mean, at least you're pointing out the gynocracy and its fuckery, you know? Okay? I mean, shit, that's cool. We part company, though, when you start talking marriage. Now, I do understand that back in the 1960s and for black men, we were pretty much the canaries in the coal mine in America when it came to, you know, the split that we do see now and why we don't much get along with the B-dubs and all of this shit. You know, I mean, it simple piece of legislation. From the Latin blowjob, Lyndon B. Johnson, that is. And from there, you know, but voila, we got a whole big welfare state. And here's the thing about America. Don't no law get passed unless the female likes it, unless it benefits a female. If it benefits a female first and foremost, it will get passed. Now, if it benefits just, you know, more men than women, no. It's going to have a hard time. You know, earlier today I seen Bitch McConnell, which is the majority leader in Congress. Is he not? No, he's the minority leader. Sorry, the minority leader in the Senate. Representing of Kentucky. We call him the turtle because he looks just like the turtle. The American people. Over here pointing his damn finger at Biden. Look, motherfucker, you are in it too, you Republican in name only. And this is exactly what Trump was trying to do. He was trying to drain that swamp. But Trump's downfall, in my opinion, was Operation Warp Speed. See what I'm saying? There's a duality to a lot of shit out here. So, And I know some of you guys do, some of you men do. You take it with a grain of salt and you go your own path with it, as one should. There are MGTOWs and there are MGTOW men in our midst that, you know, all they do is, you know, slam down hard on females. And I get it. You're in your red pilled rage phase. I get in that sometimes, my damn self, bro. But at some point, you may want to put down the headset, get up from your chair, get your motherfucking ass to your truck, your car, make sure your fishing gear is in it if you are into that, make sure your mats, your exercise mats or whatever the fuck you're doing, or what you're into is in your car, and you go out and you do you, motherfucker. That's what this is it. This is what it's all about. Yeah, we're becoming more and more individual. Now, band together, because here pretty soon, there'll be a war popping off, you know? And I'm not talking about the one going on in Europe that Europe is failing to fucking fight when they know they should be fighting it. And we've been giving them welfare ever since 1946. But, you know, the war right here within our borders. And it ain't, you know, us against those coming to the southern border. Really, it's those in, you know, those on the other side of the aisle that really didn't see it our way. That really were, you know, that really treated us like defective girls in school. And when we grew up, they, you know, pointed us to all of the wrong signs in the road. Now, if you were led to a trade school, then, hey, good on you. You know what I'm saying? But me, myself, personally, yeah, I have a degree. I wish I burnt it. I got more work experience than that. Shit, I damn near slapped my lawyer for trying to say that, he's got a college degree. I'm like, bitch, he don't want to hear that. That shit doesn't matter. Yeah. What you saying, New? So I don't talk about the majority of bullshit that goes down in these spaces on my channel. Absolutely. I'm doing it. You know, it makes me know better. But where I'm, you know, if I were to get into that panel and, you know, and express that on Pastor's channel, I mean, Pastor runs his shit a little differently, you know, and, you know, I'd rock it with respect. Especially now that I didn't, you know, gotten geared up. Yeah, I might be checking out AM here later on tonight or Grinch later on tonight. I wonder what the hell happened to the Grinch. But he might pop up here and there, you know what I'm saying, and I'll go check him out. Sifu says that it's a war will be against the normies versus the elites. Yeah, but I'm taking it from a standpoint of what would the history books write? And if it were the history books to write it, it'll probably be nationalist, those that want to protect their borders and their countries, versus the globalist, open borders, erased borders, even though we have different cultures and do not want to assimilate. See, now, yeah, that's a sad thing altogether, you know. Believe it or not, I kind of see where that globalist comes from. But fuck all that. We're not going to be doing it in a way that, you know, you're forcing them to. It's not going to be done by foisting it upon each other. It's going to be done in a way that, okay, one of two ways. Either we of this world do it eventually and on and over time, or number two, some outside alien threat. And we get on some Independence Day shit, and the motherfucking alarms come on, and the aliens are here, shit, man. Right on. So it's like so. New say, been around here for a long time, and I'm almost 47. Oh, good on you. I'm on my 40s too. A lot of these guys that were on that panel or in this space know me personally. When I do hop on panels, I kick chairs. I see. Shit. I see. You know. Shit. Wasn't you and Grinch and all of them are about to put together a panel? I'd like to see that. That would be cool. Sifu say, free association. MIS a libertarian principle, but so is national sovereign, right? A national sovereign, that's mostly geared to the right wing. You know, we're Americans, protect our borders and all of that good shit, you know? And, hey, see? Look, Sifu. look, New. Somebody wants to get on the channel. Matter of fact, I need to subscribe to you here in a minute. Shit. After all them times I've been seeing you around on the over there with Double M and all of that, I'm going to go ahead and subscribe there to you. And I forgot to tell AM that I may need my wrench back because, shit, my channel got axed. Yep, telling too much truth for Susie. Because I got them things that make you go. And that's coming up soon here Saturday night. Speaking of Saturday night, I'm getting short on words, my brothers. So I'm going to be making that show, Things That Make You Go. Those are going to be on my alt tech channels, same name, Psyche Soap, whether it's BitChute, MGTOW.TV, and Odyssey. You can catch the live playback of this on here, as well as on Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and the like. And I'm going to leave you with this. We're all one big brother. All belong to one father. You tread on one, you hurt another. And that, to me, is true brotherhood. Share this video. You got it. Don't forget to like. You got it. Subscribe and bang the bell. You got it. And one more comment before I go. Black Pill Builds. Okay. Brandon True Blood. We had a national identity until the end of the Cold War. And then everything went to shit. You got a point there. You got a point there. Because of the, because we became the superpower. And now our grip on superpower status is slipping from our hands as we speak. Well, I'm going to get on up out of here, brothers. And if you got some time, 7 p.m. No. Sorry about that. 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I'll be in the bucket. I just thought I'd drop this and, apologize real quick to Pastor that I couldn't get on the show or anything and for interrupting him on the Four Letter Friday.